Question, Representative Witt.
Chairman, I move the dash A24 amendments to Senate Bill 764.
Okay, Representative Witt moves the dash A24 amendments to Senate Bill 764. Is there any discussion? Representative Witt?
Yeah, just briefly, I mean, I think this is a appropriate and reasoned compromise language that apparently came out of the work group, and I think it provides for a reasonable phase down of the credit as it applies to complying with law, and continues a good level credit for those improvements or enhancements that are over and beyond law, and that will lead to good environmental well-being in the state. So looking at these amendments in whole, I'm pleased to support them and feel comfortable with what they do.
Representative Bates.
I would echo what the representative would have said. I'd also make a few statements that the environmental community feels very disenfranchised the process that occurred because they felt they weren't at the table when these decisions were made. I've heard their complaints, and I am concerned by them also, but I think overall this is a good compromise. I also have to recognize this bill has a nexus, a formulary bill, which is also floating around in chambers. Is a bill which allows the governor to have the necessary tools he needs in order to fulfill some of the requirements that this bill will lay on from the point of view of revenue loss. And that nexus needs to be recognized in a public fashion. We're starting that now. There's been some requests that this bill be slowed so that the business community has an opportunity to examine that nexus. I think that an opportunity is going to be brought forward to them very quickly in the next 24 to 48 hours. It's my understanding the governor will veto this bill. That nexus is not maintained between this and the formula. I think we need to know that as we vote today. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I just say that I've always agreed that we ought to have a formulary for pollution.
And I would offer that pollution can also occur in your pocketbook when pharmaceutical companies are.
Okay.
Vote while we're ahead.
Yeah.
Vote while we're ahead. That's good. Any further discussion? I would just say I understand the political connections here. My hope is that while powers that be are doing whatever the powers that be do, we also have the opportunity to move this forward as a standalone policy because I think it is a significant policy, not only in terms of what the industry is asked for in this thing, but in looking at the task force and the charge of the task force to examine other incentives as well as pollution control tax credit to achieve the policies of sustainability and voluntary prevention, elimination, reduction, and control of air pollution, water pollution, solid waste, hazardous waste, through the application, the voluntary application of innovative solutions to achieve the environmental goals of the state. That's all good stuff. And I hope that I hope we can keep our eye on the ball and the merits of this as a standalone policy as well. So this will be a multifaceted effort to get this thing across the finish line in the last few miles of this marathon. Any other discussion? Okay, I think we are at the motion on the dash 24s. Is there any objection to the dash 24s? Seeing none, the dash 24s are in the bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Beck.
Are you wanting to accept the motion on the 25s?
A motion is always in order. My personal preference would be that the dash 25s be the subject of the interim group. My only concern being that I think that, as we've heard, at least there's a hint that they may apply to situations and parties that we're not aware of, particularly today. And I would hate to do that unawares. But certainly, Representative Beck, a motion is always in order.
I'm going to go ahead and probably be maybe the biggest losing vote of my legislative career.
Hold on.
We could come up with something.
No. This may be the most lopsided one. I'm going to move the dash 25 amendments, Mr. Chair.
Okay. The Representative Beck moves the dash 25 amendments to Senate Bill 764. Is there a discussion on that, Representative Witt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to have to oppose that motion. I think this is an area of law that is quite complex, and when it comes to compliance with directives and orders and consent decrees, I think this dash 25 and the dash 26 apply a potential penalty here to good tax policy that in many cases can be way, way beyond really any kind of offense of any offense that the company that otherwise would qualify for the credit might have engaged in. So for those reasons, I don't see it as anything that's reasonable or commensurate with particular offenses or the way in which some of these consent decrees or directives are issued don't even necessarily show any lack of responsibility on the part of the company that is complying with the decree. So for those reasons, I'll be voting against the dash 25s.
Further discussion? Representative Bates?
I better do a quick vote explanation. Representative Beck, I'm going to vote against this, but I think what the amendments are trying to get to is those companies that have been ordered by a court to do something they should have done under law, and if they'd done it under law, it would still get the tax exemption. Having said that, I think this is not the way to go about it. I don't understand this law well enough to really make a good decision on this, and for that reason, as Representative Witt has spoken, I'm going to oppose these.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative?
Well, I think it is very complex, and I'm not convinced this is at the language that will address this part of the issue, but the bill's going to very likely go to some kind of conference committee, or very possibly, and I just think it would be good to get this in there and make it part of the discussion in conference committee. So I'm going to support it as a means to keep the notion on the table.
And I guess I would say conversely, if this bill does end up in a conference committee, there's no reason why the discussion can't continue, even if the amendment fails. So with that, then let me ask, let's do a roll call.
Representative
Bates. No.
Beck.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Matt.
No.
William.
No.
Witt.
No.
Vice Chair Carlson.
No.
I didn't expect.
No.
Don't have to.
Okay. No. What's our count on that?
That would be 8.
Wait, I told you reconsideration.
The motion on the dash 825 fails, and having received the majority. Representative Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 764 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Witt moves Senate Bill 764 as amended by the dash 824s and only the dash 824s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on that motion? Representative Beck.
I am going to vote no today. I think this has been a reasonably well worked out compromise, and I know it's maybe involved with other things going on in the building. I am a little concerned about the process, and the conservation community made it very clear early on in the session that this was a very important issue to them, and I'm a little disturbed that they've kind of been left out of the last minute negotiations. Not that the result would have been necessarily any different, but I think sometimes important to bring all the parties to the table, even in last-minute backroom negotiations, so people feel vested. And I think it's unfortunate that the conservation community, which has at least raised legitimate concern about this whole program and had an early on stated desire to repeal this program entirely for some legitimate reasons. And so I'm going to vote no today, as symbolically as much as anything else, but I do think the policy, this compromise has merits, but overall, I think it would have been better to have a more inclusive process to reach this compromise.
Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, I think the environmental community would see this as a reasonable victory here. I mean, this is a program that's been around for 34 years. Hundreds of companies and organizations have benefited from this credit. I agree that the landscape has changed, and I think it's appropriate that to the extent that you're simply complying with current law, that this credit should scale down and disappear. It does that in this bill in a reasonable basis over a number of years, and it provides a replacement credit, if you will, 35% for those expenses that are beyond current law and that meet certain standards. I think this is a positive step forward environmentally. And I think it does reach the environmental community's objective of getting rid of credits that simply comply with current law. I think we need to remember this credit's been around for 34 years. So I see this as a reasonable credit. a reasonable bill, I think that, that really accomplishes that goal over the next 6 to 8 years and does it in a responsible fashion. So I don't think anyone should feel like they've been taken advantage of here.
Further discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Representative Bay.
Aye.
Bass.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Pass.
Aye.
Williams.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Vice Chair Carlson.
Aye.
Kathleen.
Aye.
Chair Shavonway.
Aye. You know, this vote went just like the motion with the...
Marching to the beat of a lone drum.
Well, okay, that's fine. I will respond, like, having been responsible for putting the work group together. I think it is fair, before I gavel here, just to, since I'm the chair, I can say this, to try and differentiate process from product. And I agree with Representative Witt that I think this is an excellent product. And I will say the comments I think we heard at the last hearing were more in the nature of this program should go away than in terms of how we could help make this program continue. And I think that had an effect on who participated in the work group. But I hold no ill will, and I trust that nobody else involved in this process does. I think we did bumble our way to a good product. And so here we are. Now we need to just bumble it across the House floor and down to the Senate for concurrence, and then across the governor's desk. And this is a first step. Carrie, I'll get to that. Who would like to carry?
Huh?
Okay, I'll carry it since I was in the work group. Yeah. All right. That does it. We are 20 minutes away from dinner. We got 20 minutes.
Yeah.